Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf. Hey, we are holding on daf Dalet Amud Beis. We are at the two dots. We got through yesterday a little bit of a break from Maseches Erevin. We were discussing Shirin, Chatzitzin, and Mechitzin, whether they are in fact Da'oraisa or are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Today, three basic topics, all really back in Hilchas Erevin. First, we're going to discuss how to properly raise the ground level under a beam that's more than 20 amos off the ground. If the kor is more than is above the maximum height, more than 20 amos off the ground, so one thing you could do, the Mishnah said you might eat, you could lower the kor. What about raising the ground? So how does one raise the ground level in order to bring it within 20 amos high? I'm going to have four possibilities as to the basis of a machlokas amarayim of how much ground you have to be raised, what the amarayim might be arguing about. Second, the Gemara is going to discuss the proper way to lower the ground level when the beam is within 10 tefachim of the ground, if it's less than the minimum height. So one thing you could do is raise the beam, or you could lower the ground. You could dig into the ground. How does one do that? How much ground must one dig into? And then on Amud Beis, we're going to discuss how to deal with an unusually large lechi, particularly if it's so large that it's no longer a lechi, and then we consider it, and it's no longer a lechi, and you're going to need another lechi in order to be matir carrying the mavui. And we're going to discuss which kind of mavuos and oversized lechi is a problem for, and which types of mavuos, based on the measurements of the mavui, an oversized lechi is not going to be a problem for. So those are the three basic topics of today's daf. Let's begin. Daf Dalet Amud Beis at the two dots. If it was more than 20 amos off the ground, and you want to be mimayit, you want to make it less than 20 amos off the ground, so how much should you be mimayit? It says, something that brings it within 20 amos, I guess, right? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? So what kind of question is that? So it says, no, let's assume you're being mimayit the height by raising the ground. How much ground do you have to raise? Just directly under the korah? A little more than that? Even less than that? Just a little bit? How much ground has to be within 20 amos of the korah in order for the korah to work? That's the shayla. Rachva bekama. So Rav Yosef amar tefach, Abai amar arba'a. Rav Yosef says you only have to raise one tefach of ground, meaning the depth of the ground that you have to raise across the span of the entranceway only has to be one tefach deep. But Abaye says it has to be four tefachim of ground that you need to raise. And the Gemara is going to have four suggestions as to what exactly they're arguing about, as to what Rav Yosef and Abaye are arguing about. Before we get to those four suggestions, the way I just translated the Gemara is Lashitas Rashi. Rashi says that when you're coming to be Mait, it means that you're making a binyan itztva or afar, tachas hakora ba'aretz, lamait gova achol, that you're building up underneath the on the ground, under the beam, in order to make the height of the beam with less than 20 amos. However, the Rif says that you're memait bekoro rechava tavach v'dayo. You're memait with a beam that's a tavach wide. What is that? And the Rambam also, in the 17th paragraph of Chashabes Halachat Zayin, says that if it's gavo meyas ramama and you want to be memait bekoro, so that you put it underneath, so that koro should be one tavach wide. Again, when they say that koro should be one tavach wide, it means they're passing like Rav Yosef against Abaye, but that's not the point I'm trying to draw out over here. Regardless of which shita in Amoraim they're passing like, they keep talking about using a beam to be mimait. What does it mean to use a beam to be mimait? Rashi says you use the ground, you raise up the level of the ground. So what does it mean to use a kora to be mimait? So the Rashba, quoted in the Magen Mishnah on that Rambam, and the Rush and Siman Dalid both explain that clearly what they're talking about is something entirely different than Rashi. They're not raising the ground level, you're actually adding another beam underneath the existing beam, so that second beam now brings it within 20 amos of the ground. That's what they say is the topic of the Gemara. That's how the Rashba understands the Shitas HaRambam. But then the Rashba and the Rash say, we don't understand what they're talking about, why that should work. L'chora, not why this should work, but L'chora is a davar pashut, that Abaye would be moda, that you don't need the bottom beam to be wider than a tefach. Why would it have to be four tefachim wide? Meaning, it's just a new kora. You might as well take away the top beam. That's exactly the same thing as being mimait, the beam that the Mishnah spoke about. You're making a lower beam. So of course it should only be one tefach wide. Why does it have to be more than one tefach wide? So Lefi the Havana of the Rashba and the Rush in the Rambam and the Rif, they have that kasha. However, Rabbeinu Yehonah's son, Dibra Maskel Ma'atov, explains the Rif a little bit differently. He says the Rif is not saying add another beam below the existing beam. Rather, what he's suggesting is they should be magbia the karka underneath the Korah, like Rashi says, except instead of being magbia, it by adding more dirt, takes something that won't get destroyed so easily. Dirt can easily be patted down, it can be blown away, so you're going to try to be memait the chalal, the open space between the ground and the beam. By adding dirt, it's not always going to work out so well. You take something like a heavy beam that's not going anywhere, so that's a much better way to do it. Now, meyikra din, it's not really necessary to do that. The Gemara is going to say later on, we'll see soon, on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, it does work to be memait with afar. We're not choshesh, shem yifchas, that maybe the afar is going to blow away or it's going to disappear. But nevertheless, l'chumra bi'alma, it makes sense to use something that's not likely to be blown away or not likely to disappear. Okay, so that is the machlokas Abaye and Rav Yosef. Again, let's assume like Rashi, that we're talking about that you're raising the level of the ground under this beam that's more than 20 amos off the ground. So Rav Yosef says you only need one tefach of depth of raised ground, and Abaye says you need four tefachim. Four suggestions what they're arguing about. Lema ba'akam iflugi. Maybe that the Rav Yosef holds that you're allowed to carry directly underneath the beam, so as long as the beam is recognizable at that spot where you would be underneath it, people will avoid carrying out of the Mavoy into Rosh Hasharabim. Meaning before you get out to the Rosh Hasharabim, you'll recognize the beam because you'll be within 20 amos of it when you step up on that ground that's directly underneath the beam. But Abaye would hold that it's you're not allowed to carry directly beneath the beam, so the beam must be recognizable from beyond the area directly underneath it, because you're never allowed to get there in the first place. You're not allowed to get to underneath the beam. So for the first time that you're ever within, that the ground is ever within 20 amos of the beam, is when you're under it. Well, then it's too late if you're already under it. So you have to notice it before you get under it. So that is that's maybe the root of this machlokas, whether it's Mutzal l'shtamish tachsakora or asal l'shtamish tachsakora. Now, the Gemara is going to explain that the Gemara later on on Daf Chesam and Beis is going to explain what that machlokas is about. Meaning the machlokas of mutzal l'shtamish tachsakora or asal l'shtamish tachsakora. Why would you say mutzal l'shtamish tachsakora? Why would you say asal l'shtamish tachsakora? So we'll get there in a few days. But basically, the Gemara has three approaches, and to understand the Rishonim on this line of Gemara, you need to know that Gemara. The Gemara has three approaches as to the machlokas of what mutzal l'shtamish tachsakora Asal l'shtamish tachsakora is about. First approach is that they're arguing if that which the korah is matir the mavui works midin heker, that you won't come to make a mistake and not realize that you're going from a mavui to Rosh Hashanah, so you have some sort of heker to remind you, or it works midin mechitza, that you view the edge of the beam as if it continued straight down and formed a mechitza at the entrance of the mavui. And that way, the mavui has a fourth mechitza, which then turns it into Rosh Hashayachid Gamur. It's an absolute Rosh Hashayachid where you'd be allowed to carry. If you hold that it's mutal l'shtamish tachsakora, that's because you hold it works midin heker. So since the korah makes a heker, it's not a Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to carry throughout the whole mavui, whether it's under the korah or not under the korah. The entire mavui becomes mutter. But if you hold that it's also l'shtamish tachsakora, that's because you hold the heter works midin mechitza, and you view the inner edge of the korah as if that's the part that continues down and makes the mechitza. So by the time you're under the korah, you're on the other side of that imaginary mechitza. And that's the problem. That's one explanation the Gemara has. Second explanation the Gemara is going to have in Daf Ches is that everyone holds that korah is matir the mavoi because of heker the mavoi, that it serves as a heker that you're not in the Rosh Hashanah. They just argue who the heker's for. Is the heker for the B'nai mavoi that they shouldn't carry something out to the Rosh Hashanah? Or maybe the heker's for the B'nai Rosh Hashanah that they shouldn't bring something into the mavoi? If you hold asal l'shtamish tachsakora, because you hold the heker is for the b'nei hamavui, it's for the people in the mavui, and for them the heker is on the inner side of that beam, and therefore from the from anywhere beyond the inner side of that beam, the inner edge of that beam, is going to be also l'shtamesh, because it's no longer a heker once you're beyond the inner side of that beam. Facing the inside of the beam is what's supposed to serve as the heker. But the one that says mutal l'shtamesh taksakara holds that the heker is there for the b'nei rishus harabim, so it's mutter from the l'shtamesh from anywhere inside the outer surface of the beam, because that's the heker from the perspective of the b'nei rishus ram. It's the outer surface of the beam, not the inner surface of the beam. So that's the second possibility of what they argue about. Third possibility of what they argue about is that everyone holds that a korah is matir the mavui mishum mechitza. Everyone holds that it's not a din of heker; it's a din mechitza, that we view the edge of the beam as if it's yored v'sosem, as if it goes down and closes off the whole pesach. Question is, which edge of the beam is Yorid Vesosim? That's the machlokas. Is it the inner edge of the beam that's Yorid Vesosim, or is it the outer edge of the beam that's Yorid Vesosim? If you hold Asal Ishtamish Tachas HaKorah, it's because you hold the inner edge of the beam is Yorid Vesosim, and therefore, once you're underneath the Korah, you're on the other side of that Mechitza. And if you hold that Motel Ishtamish Tachas HaKorah, it's because you hold the outer edge of the beam is Yorid Vesosim. So now back to our Gemara, we're saying that the machlokas, whether you need to raise the ground in only one tefach, or you need to raise the ground four tefachim, is a machlokas whether mutal l'shtamesh taksakara or asal l'shtamesh taksakara. So now that becomes a little more complicated. Which understanding of the machlokas of mutal l'shtamesh taksakara or asal l'shtamesh taksakara are we working with? So Rashi over here says that the machlokas is like the last understanding of the machlokas. The third way we just said, that they argue whether the inner edge of the beam is yared v'sosim, or the outer edge of the beam is yared v'sosim, but everyone holds it works midin mechitza and not midin heker. So frek tosos on Rashi, tosos ibra maskel mutra. On the bottom of here, tosos asks on Rashi, why doesn't he want to say like the second explanation of the Gemara, that everyone holds the Korah works midin heker, not midin mechitza, and the whole machlokas is whether it's a heker for the bnei hamavui or a heker for the bnei rishus harabim. Why not? What's wrong with saying that with going with that approach? So Tos says that the fact that the Gemara is going to say, we'll see very soon, that another one of the interpretations of what Abai and Rav Yosef are arguing about may assume that divrei akol Korah works midin heker, sounds like up until that point we did not assume that ledivrei akol Korah works mishum heker. So it's just the mashmos of the Gemara, when the Gemara is going to say that no, maybe everyone holds that it works midin, that Korah is mishum heker. That's going to be the third explanation of our machlokas, that we're going to have five lines into Heyam and Aleph. We're going to say, no, maybe the Kuli Alma Korah mishum heker. That implies up until this point we were not assuming that Kuli Alma Korah's Mishum Heker. That's why we didn't want to go with explanation number two. So that was Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. Strangely though, Tosfos never asks, and the Rishonim don't really ask, what about explanation number one? Right? The Rashi says explanation number three. Tosfos says, why don't you go with explanation number two? So the Marsha on this Tosfos says, even though Tosfos proves from the Gemara that it does not mean to say that they argue about who the heker is for, the B'nai Rosh Hashiach or the B'nai Rosh Hashab, we could still ask, why don't we say that they both hold Korah's Mishum heker, and they argue the Marsha doesn't ask exactly this kasha. What's wrong with saying the first side? I'm not sure. They argue whether the Korah's Mat to the Mavui is Mishum Heker or if it's Mishum Mechitza in the first place. Not sure why that would be a problem. Okay, the Marsha says something a little bit different, but let's leave that out for now. Okay, so says the Gemara now. Now we have one explanation so far of why it is that Abaye, that Rav Yosef would say you need one tefach of raised ground, and Abaye would say you need four tefachim of raised ground. Says the Gemara, second possibility. Lo, it's not that they're arguing about us l'shay mishach sakara, mut l'shay mishach sakara. To kuli alma kasavri, mut l'shay mishach sakara. This is why he doesn't say it. The Gemara does say it in the next line, I forgot. To kuli alma kasavri, mut l'shay mishach sakara. Everyone agrees, it's mut l'shay mishach sakara. Ubaka miflgi, mar savar kara mishum hacker, umar savar kara mishum mechitza. They argue what the function of the korah is. Is it a heker or is it a mechitza? Right? That was the first explanation that the Gemara is going to have later on of us l'shem tach zchor, mut l'shem tach zchor. Our Gemara is assuming that they're not the same machlokas. So that's why we didn't write that. That's why Rashi had to go with the third understanding of that machlokas in order to differentiate it from what we're suggesting now, that the whole machlokas is whether kor is mishum heker or kor is mishum mechitza. Rav Yosef holds the beam is just a heker, it's just a reminder, so one tefach is enough. As long as you have one tefach of raised ground, it will serve to remind you. But Abaye holds it works midin mechitza. A mechitza has to work as a mechitza on an area that's at least four tefachim. If the mechitza does not surround an area that's at least four tefachim, then it's not a valid mechitza. So that's the problem. That karas mishum mechitza. So it needs to be on an area that's at least four tefachim. V'iba yisema, or third possibility, dekuli al makori mishum heker. Everyone will agree that a korah works midin heker. V'hacha behaker shalmato behaker shalmala kamiflagi. Demar sover arminin heker shalmato keker shalmala. Umar sover lo arminin heker shalmato keker shalmala. That Rav Yosef holds the area below only has to be as large as the reminder on top. And Abai holds that the reminder on the floor has to be much larger than the reminder on top. That's the machlokas, whether heker shalmato needs to be the same dimensions as heker shalmala, or maybe it needs to be more than heker shalmala. But everyone would agree that it's all midin heker. V'iba yisema, fourth possibility, to kuli alma arminin heker shalmata keker shalmala. Everyone agrees the heker shalmata just needs to be like the heker shalmaila. So why would anyone say you need four tefachim of raised ground on the bottom? So says Gemara, v'hacha b'gzeira shemi yivchos kamifilgi. They're arguing about whether we should be concerned that shemi yivchos, that maybe it will come to, if you make one tefach of raised ground, maybe that some of it will blow away, some of it will get trampled on, and you're going to end up with less than one tefach of raised ground. So will that one tefach of raised ground ultimately over time become narrower? So Abaye says, yes, it will, and therefore you need four tefachim. Rav Yosef wasn't particularly concerned about this. This is what we were referring to before when I mentioned that that may ikra din, we see the Gemara says that if you're passing like Rav Yosef, we're not worried shemi yivchas. If you're passing like Rav Yosef, you hold that one tefach is enough. Nevertheless, the Rif, according to the understanding of Rabbein Yohanan, the Rif still thinks better not to use dirt to raise the ground, because at least you see it's a discussion in the Gemara, so better to avoid it entirely by using a beam to raise the ground rather than using dirt to raise the ground. That is the first discussion of today's daf. When the beam is more than 20 amos off the ground, what do you do to the ground underneath to make it within 20 amos? Now we discuss the reverse case. What if the beam is less than 10 tefachim off the ground? It's very close to the ground, so now you need to lower the ground in order to make it more than 10 tefachim. Hayapachos me'asara tefachim v'chakakbo lashlima la'asara kamachokek. If it was less than 10 tefachim off the ground, and you need to dig into the ground in order to make it that the beam is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, how much should you dig? Says Mar, kamachokek. What do you mean, how much should you dig? Dig enough that it should be 10 tefachim of difference between the ground level and the beam. Meaning, we assume that the question was about the depth of the digging. How deep should we dig? Well, if it's 8 tefachim off the ground, you might want to dig 2 tefachim deep. And if it's 7 tefachim, you might want to dig 3 tefachim deep. What kind of question? Ela mashka bekama. No, well, we're not asking about the depth. It's obvious how deep you're supposed to dig. Again, we're asking how wide the digging should be. Why the digging should be underneath the beam that's less than 10 tefachim off the ground. So Rav Yosef Amar Bedalid, Abai Yomar Ba'arba Amos. Rav Yosef says it should be Dalid Tefachim, so everyone expands their shitas now. And Rav Yosef, who said when it was more than 20 amos off the ground, said you should raise only one tefach of ground, now says you got to lower four tefachim of ground when the beam is within 10 tefachim. And Abaye, who said four tefachim before, now expands it to arba amos. So what is this machlokas about? What are they arguing about? So says the Gemara, lema b'drabi ami v'rabi asi kamiflagi. Maybe they're arguing about Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. What's that? De Itmar. Mavoi shenifratz mitzido, Chape Rosho, if you have a mavoi that the wall of the mavoi gets breached, it gets broken on one of the sides that's close to the entranceway of the mavoi. And remember, a mavoi, let's assume we're talking about a mavoi sasim over here, so it's got three walls. There are two side walls and the back wall. One of the side walls has a big, giant, gaping hole in the side wall, but and the hole is toward the front of the mavoi where the entrance of the mavoi is, not toward the back of the mavoi where the back wall of the mavoi is. It's kedai to get picture books, especially for the remainder of this amud, but we have them somewhere. I just don't know where they are. Mavoi shenifrats mitzido klapei rosho. So if you have a mavoi that has a breach in its wall close to the front entrance of the mavoi, itmar mishmed rabbi ami v'rabbi yasi im yesham pas dalid matir bepirza ad eser. So long as there is at least four tfachim of wall in between the entrance of the mavoi and where that hole in the side wall begins, so then that hole in the side wall could be up until 10 amos. It doesn't matter. Then it's still going to be mutter. But ve'im lav, if the amount of wall that you have in between the entrance of the mavoi and where that hole begins is less than four tfachim, pachos mishlosha matir, shlosha eno matir. Then it's only going to be matir a pirtza if the pirtza is less than three tfachim. If the pirtza is more than three tfachim, it's not going to be matir the pirtza. Which is another way of saying it's not really matir anything. Why would it be matir the pirtza if it's less than three tfachim? Well, that's just the din of lavud. Anything less than three tfachim, we view it as if it's closed up. You just need something on the other side of the in order to say lavud. You need a wall on two sides, and then you could have a pirtza of anything up until three tefachim, and it's viewed as if it's closed in. So if that little bit of wall that remains toward the entranceway of the mavoi is less than four tefachim, so there could even be a mashahu, it's going to be matir something that's less, it's going to be matir pirtza that's less than three tefachim, and it's not going to be matir pirtza that's more than three tefachim. So, now that we know that din of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi, so we could say very simply, the Rav Yosef isle de Rabbi Ami, la Abaye lesle de Rabbi Ami. Rav Yosef holds like Rabbi Ami, and Abaye doesn't hold like Rabbi Ami. Why? Because Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi hold that if one of the side walls of the mavoi is breached, as long as there's four tfachim of wall between the entrance and the breach, you're allowed to carry the entire mavoi. So it sounds like four tfachim is the ikar over here. So maybe that's so that lines up very nicely with Rav Yosef. Abaye says, no, four amos. You need four amos of solid, good mavoi before we're going to start being matir pirtzos. So apparently, what defines solid, good mavoi area? Four amos, not four tfachim. So Amalach Abaye would say, I don't argue with Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi. Hasam sof mavui, hachatchilas mavui. Yikar bamos in, ilo lo. Abaye would say, no, over there you're talking about a case where you had a perfectly good mavui, and then the wall became breached. So I agree that maybe the requirement of four amos, says Abaye, is betchilas mavui, is when you're initially building a mavui, not when you're just troubleshooting a damaged mavui. So we never had, when you have a korah that's you never really had a good kosher mavoi. So now you're making it for the first time. If you're making it for the first time, dig a hole in the ground that's four amos wide. Because let's do it right if we're gonna make a mavoi. But if you already have a shei mavoi there, and it just you're concerned about trouble that you may have with a pirtza in one of the walls, so then you don't need to dig four amos. Then even not dig. You don't need to have a wall that's four amos. Having a wall that's even four tefachim would be good enough. Now the Rishonim discuss over here when we say that it's pachas me'asara tefachim v'chakba la'ashlima la'asara, it's less than ten tefachim and you have to dig to make it a ten tefachim. The Rishonim argue whether the chalal under the korah is pachas me'asara tefachim or the entire mavoi is pachas me'asara tefachim. I mean, what's the case? It's only the korah that's too low. L'chorah, if the korah is a hecker, probably if it's under ten tefachim, you'll recognize it when you trip over it, right? So is it just a din in the rest of the mavoi that you're not? So or is it a or is it only, meaning, are we saying the entire Mavui is less than 10 Tfachim, or that just that area is less than 10 Tfachim? So the Rashba writes that if the Chalal underneath the Mavui was Pachas Me'asara, then your Magbiya the Kara, or your Chokek the Karka underneath, see Mashal Me'asara. How wide of does this digging have to be? So that should be Arba Amos. So it sounds from the Rashba that we're not saying that the entire Mavui is Pachas Me'asara. We're saying the Chalal Tachas HaKora is less than Asara. That's when you need to be Chokek. When the Chalal, when the airspace underneath the Kora is under 10 Tfachim, you need to be Chokek. So in the Piskei Arid, he explains that the Kosle Pesach HaMavui are very low, they're not 10 tefachim off the ground, and the Korah is sitting on the walls right by the Pesach HaMavui. But it could be that it's surrounded by batim that are much higher, by houses that are way higher than 10 tefachim, and through that it becomes a Rosh HaSiyachid, because otherwise Tikkun HaKorah is not going to help, even if you are Chokik underneath 10 tefachim, meaning if you're Chokik to make it more than 10 tefachim, you dig to make it more than 10 tefachim, but the walls are less than 10 tefachim to begin with, a korah can only be matirei Rosh HaSiyachid. Something's not Rosh HaSiyachid unless it's 10 tefachim high. So you have to assume, says the Piskei Arid, that the walls of the batim make it a Rosh HaSiyachid, help to make it a Rosh HaSiyachid. Now, even when you're chokek, we also be metaltal mavoi, because it doesn't have mechitzos, it wouldn't have a din of Rosh HaSiyachid. So you see, a mavoi has mechitzos that are higher than 10 tefachim al yidei the batim only, but the place where the korah is the matame asara. So that's how he explains the shitas, or that's how it seems fits with the shitas harashba. The Meiri, Tosra Ben Peretz, say a little differently, that the mechitzos of the mavoi simply don't have 10 tefachim. And that's what it sounds from the Ritva. So the Ritva asks why Rav Yosef and Abaye add to the shiurim that we say before when it's more than 20 amos. Why when we said it's either one tefach or four tefachim? So the Ritva asks why all of a sudden over here did the one tefach and four tefachim become four tefachim and dalet amos? So why do we all of a sudden add to how much of a space you need of proper shiur? So he's mitaritz b'shem Rashi that previously when the korah was more than 20 amos off the ground, you have a mavo, you have walls, you just need to be memayit so that the korah is not lemala me'asrim. Over here, when it's the mavoi and the walls are less than 10 tefachim off the ground, you need to make a mavoi. You simply don't have a mavoi. So what you see from that approach is that he holds that the metzius that we're talking about is that the entire mavoi is less than 10 tefachim. It's not just by the entranceway that it's less than 10 tefachim. The entire mavoi, the walls throughout the entire mavoi are less than 10 tefachim. So that's the basic machlokas rishonim, what the metzius is that we're describing. Is it just where the entrance is less than 10 tefachim, but the kostei abatim make the walls of the rest of it more than 10 tefachim off the ground, or more than 10 tefachim high, or is it that the entire mavoi is less than 10 tefachim, and the Ritva assumes that it's the entire mavoi, and that's why we have a larger shear over here. Okay, Amar Abai, Mina Aminalas. Abai says, what's my source? Where do I get this idea that you need Dalet Amos? Right? Two possible sources Abai is going to give for his opinion. The Tanya. Number one, we have a Braisa. Ein Mavoi Niter Belechi Vikora, Achu Batam Chateres Pesuchim Letelcho, Ve'ibe Dalet Heichi Mishkachastai. So we have a Braisa that says that in order for a beam or a pole to allow carrying in a Mavoi, the Mavoi has to have houses and Chateros that open up into the Mavoi. So Abai points out that if the entire Mavoi were only four Tfachim, there's no room for multiple chatseros to open into it, because it's meaning the chitem of the pasuk la bedofen amitzai. So if you say no, the mavoi only needs to be four tefachim deep. We never said how wide it has to be. Maybe it could be extremely wide, and the batim and chatseros that open up into it are on the back wall, that really long back wall. It's just the side walls that are only four tefachim. So in a chinami, the side walls don't have room for batim v'chatseros to open up into it, but the back wall has plenty of room for batim v'chatseros to open up into it. So he says, v'chitem et apaskal b'dofen amsai, v'am rav nach menaktin nezum mavish nita b'lachi v'kora, kol sha'archa yasal rachlo. That a lachi v'kora only works in a mavoi whose length is greater than its width, which means the side walls have to be longer than that back wall. So if the side wall only has to be four tefachim, that means the back wall is a maximum of four tefachim. Where are the batim v'chatseros that are opening up into the mavoi? Batim v'chatseros means that you need more than one chatser opening up into it, and each of the chatzeros has to have batim, has to have more than one bayis. You need orcho yasal rachbo and batim chatzeros. Rav Yosef, the pasuk lebekaren zavis. Rav Yosef would say, no, it could still work. The chatzeros can open up from each of the back corners of the mavoi. Meaning, if you have openings along the corners where the side walls meet the back wall, so that can even if it's only four tefachim deep, you could still have four tefachim deep mavoi, and it would still work to have multiple chatzeros opening up into it. Again, the picture books make it a little clearer exactly how you have Bekeren Zavis, but it works. When you have it in the bay, you have four tefachim of wall along the side of the mavoi, and then along the back wall, you have two openings. Okay, so Bekeren Zavis, two openings in the corner. Says the Gemara Vayti now, Amar Abaye Mina Minilas. Abaye says, okay, that's one source for me. What else do I have as a source? So he suggests the following. Damar Rami Bar Chama Amar Rav Huna. Lechi Abolet Midofno Shal Mavoi. Pachos Me'arba Amos Nidon Mishal Lechi. Vein Tzarech Lechi Achala Atiro. Dal Ramos Nidon Mishal Mavoi V'Tzarech Lechi Achala Atiro. That Abaye says that Rami Bar Chama holds that if a lechi is four amos long, so ironically you would think the bigger it is, the better it is, right? But a lechi that's four amos long, he says, no longer functions as a lechi. Now it functions as a wall of the mavoi, and therefore, since it's just a wall of the mavoi, tsarich lechi achar la'atiro. You need another lechi to make it mutter to carry in that mavoi. So apparently, what we see is four amos is the determinant size of a mavoi. Once that lechi hits four amos, now it's just mavoi. It's not a lechi anymore. So apparently, four amos is how we define mavoi. How's Rav Yosef going to respond to that? Rav Yosef la'afuke mitoris lechi adika arbamos. Rav Yosef would say, just because four amos is the side that you needed to no longer be considered a lechi, that's how the size that makes something no longer a lechi, it doesn't mean that a mavoi has to be four amos. The maximum size of a lechi and the minimum size of a mavoi have nothing to do with each other. Even though we use the lashon nidon misham mavoi, that once the lechi is four amos, it's now treated like a mavoi. That doesn't mean that a mavoi has to be four amos. That just means that once the lechi is four amos, it's not a lechi. What's the definition of lechi in English? A pole. It's not a pole if it's four amos wide. That's all we mean to say. But that has absolutely nothing to do with the minimum size of how big or small a mavoi has to be. Okay, good. So now we're going to discuss this shita of Rami Bar Chama. Again, Rami Bar Chama said that the maximum size, once a lechi hits four amos, it's too big to be called a lechi anymore. Gufa. Rami Bar Chama Rav Huna lechi abolit midafno shel mavoi. So we said that a lechi sticks out from the side wall of the mavoi. Pachos me'arba amos nidon mishum lechi. If it's less than dalet amos, it's treated like a lechi. Ve'in tzarech lechi achar la'atiro. And therefore, you don't need another lechi. One lechi is good enough by the entranceway to the mavoi. Dalet amos, but let's say it sticks out four amos. Again, we're dealing with the mavoi sasum, so it has three full walls, and now we're on the fourth side. So to make it mutter to carry the fourth side, we discussed having a korah. There are two ways to make a mutter. There's the korah, and there's a lechi, right? So we're talking now if you have a lechi that's being matter. If that lechi is less than four amos, closes in less than four amos of the open side, so then it's good. If the lechi closes in more than four amos or more of the open side, ironically, even though it's closing in more of the mavoi, it's bad because it's no longer considered a lechi. And therefore, you need to bring another lechi to be matir. Dalet amos nidon mishum mavoi v'tzarech lechi achar la'atiro. So, frek the Gemara. That was what Rami Bar Chama said. Now, let's assume that it closes in more than four amos, that the lechi that you had there originally was more than four amos. So, you need to bring another lechi. Also lechi hechad mamido. Where would you put that other lechi that you're bringing in? That you're bringing in to make a mutter to carry in the mavoi? If you just added on to the first lechi, to the four amalechi, well then now the four amalechi is four amos and change. So all you did is made it bigger. And we said the problem with it in the first place was that it was too big. So how does that help? So Rav Papa, demukle li'idach gisa. So Rav Papa, as you might have guessed, said, no, you put it on the other side. Meaning, you have this big opening by the entrance of the Mavoi. On one side, you have four amos of lechi. So you can't add it to that, because then it's just going to make it more than four amos of lechi. Put it on the other side of the opening, along the other side wall of the Mavoi. And that will be matirit. You could even say that you put it next to the existing lechi, the matvi bay or the maftzer bay, and you just make it a little taller or a little shorter than the lechi that's there, and that way it will be recognizable as an independent lechi. It's not going to be a problem, because everyone will realize that it's an independent lechi. It's not just an extension on the existing lechi. Rashi has two pshatim what this means, matvi bay or maftzer bay. First pshat, he says, is that, like we just said, you raise it up a little bit or lower a little bit. But then in the second Perush, Rashi says, you make it either a little thicker or a little thinner than the other lechi. Meaning, in Lechora, they don't have to be arguing. You just differentiate it from the existing lechi in some way. That it should be differentiated in size from the existing lechi. Color, probably not good enough. But it needs to be differentiated in size from the existing lechi in order to realize that it's its own lechi. What's interesting is that in the tour, in Simshin Samach Gimel, in the Shulchan Aruch, Simshin Samach Gimel Sif Yud Beis, it leaves out the idea of making it higher or taller. It only says in Shulchan Aruch, you can make it a little thicker, you can make it a little thinner, nothing about making it taller or shorter, nothing like that. So the Bach says that really it's not a machlokas. The Torah also holds that it makes it, that it's fine to make it a little taller or a little shorter from the lechi that's sticking out that's serving as a wall of the mavoi. But that's the derech, that they don't make that lechi's come in like a standard size. So you get a standard height. So it's just a matter of making it thicker or thinner. So he says, but enochinami, it's not, you shouldn't read anything into the fact that they don't mention the idea of height. One could also suggest which is a more recognizable thing, the height or the thickness. Pashas, the height is even more recognizable. If you have the lechi sticking up, protruding up above the head, that's a lot more recognizable than if it's than depth perception, right? That when you see it from standing on the ground and it comes a little out, a little. So maybe it's a kal v'chomer that if the Shulchan Aruch mentions that it even works when it's a little thicker or a little thinner. It's a kal v'chomer. It's going to work when it's a little taller or a little shorter. There is a discussion in the Rishonim over here of this din of the lechi that's arba amos, that it's considered part of the mavui. Is that dafka by a lechi omid me'elav? Meaning, is that lechi omid me'elav is a lechi that just happened to be there, but you didn't put it there l'shem lechi. It just happened to be that there was a pole there. There happened to be a telephone pole right at the opening of the mavui. So does that count as a lechi or not? So in general, that lechi omid me'elav is machlok sabai rava. It might be one of the yal kigam. That's the one of the Al Kagam that there's machlokas about. Machlokas and Rishonim had to know whether the Lamed is actually Lechi Omid Me'elav or not. But either way, this issue of the four Amal Lechi being no good, is that only when it wasn't placed there the Shem Lechi? But if you place it there the Shem Lechi, would that still be good? Or do we say no, this is simply not the dimensions of something that could be a Kasher Lechi? So Rashi writes that if the lechi was there l'shem lechi, even if it's more than dalet amos, it's going to be kosher. You can't take it out of the status of a lechi just because it's very big. It's only if it wasn't on l'shem lechi, where it doesn't look like a lechi, it looks like just a wall of the mavui. So then the having your machshava alone that you want it to serve as a lechi will not be enough to make the shem lechi be chal on it. So it would turn out that if you have a lechi that's dalet amos, b'shitas abaye, that a lechi omen me'elav, which is meaning a lechi that's not made the shem lechi is kosher, it would turn out according to Abaye it should work out well. According to Rava, that a lechi omen me'elav is pasul, so then even when it's less than dalet amos, we should pasul because it's not made the shem lechi. Right? So Rashi is getting involved in that machlokas a little bit. Tosus, however, says that according to Rashi, the halach is like Abaye by lechi omen me'elav. So when the Gemara is, it's very clear why the Gemara has this whole deal within Abaye, meaning the machlokes rishonim, whether this is one of the al-kagam, do we pass like a abaye or not? Rashi's pshat is that this whole diyun in the Gemara only works within shitas abaye. Within shitas rava, it's not a diyun to begin with. Within shitas rava, lechi yomi melev is pasul always. So you wouldn't say, oh, lechi yomi melev is pasul when it's more than dalar amas. It's always pasul. So the whole diyun is only within shitas abaye. That works if you paskin like abaye. What if you paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, like who paskins like rava? So why would our whole Gemara be having a discussion within a shita that's lo kilchsa within abaye? So it could be that the Tosus explains that still we'd have this discussion because abaye was medayik his din of lechi me'elav from Rav Huna, and we're trying to explain a din of Rav Huna that lechi that's bolit midofen of the mavui arba amos is considered part of the mavui. Again, that's all within shitas Rashi, that this whole discussion is only if you didn't put it there l'shem lechi. But if you put it there l'shem lechi, then it's fine. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba writes that if a lechi is made arba amos, it's aser, because as long as arba amos, it's yotzi midin lechi, and it's now nidur mishum mavoi. The Rashba says even if you made it there l'shem lechi, it doesn't make a difference. And that's the Achronim Ramadayik, the same from the Rambam, Perek Yitzayin, Alach Chav Beis. Lechi abolit midafno shal mavoi kosher, v'lechi om me'elav im some klov mikodem shabbos kosher. Sounds like the first din is about a lechi abolit midafno shal mavoi, is not talking about a lechi om me'elav. And still, he's going to say that it's only if it's less than dalet amos. So you see that the Rambam also disagrees with Rashi, that even if you put it there l'shem lechi, still it's going to be a problem if it's more than dalet amos. Good, that's the basic machlokes rishonim. Vayitu in the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna b'Rabbi Rav Shua, lo amar ela b'mavoi shmona. This whole din that if you have a lechi that's four amos, that it's problematic, that's only if the mavoi is eight amos, if the opening of the mavoi is eight amos wide. Av b'mavoi shiva, nitar ba'omid muruba al aparetz. But if the opening of the mavoi was only seven amos wide, so then it would be fine. The lechi that's four amos wide would be great, because that would be a fourth wall. It's omid muruba al aparetz. It's like it makes it a real rishus yachin. The kavachomer mechatzer, we can make a kavachomer from chatzer. Ma chatzer shein nitaris belechi v'kara nitaris ba mirubal aparutz. If a chatzer which cannot become mutter by a lechi v'kara can become mutter by having a fourth wall, a chatzer obviously becomes mutter by having a fourth wall. So mavui shein nitar belechi v'kara eno din shein nitar ba mirubal aparutz. So mavui which is nitar with a lechi and a kara, of course should be nitar with omin mirubal aparutz. Tosa Rush over here writes that the Tosa Rush rather needed of Zayin and Beis says in general you're not allowed to learn a kavachomer from dinim de rabbanon, because whenever the rabbanon made a din, when they saw a need to be gozer, they were gozer. When they didn't see a need to be gozer, they weren't gozer. So you can't say, oh, if the rabbanon were gozer here, kavachomer the gezer will apply over there. The rabbanon didn't work that way. The Torah works that way, but no kavachomers from dinim de rabbanon. So he proves it from Mishnah Yadayim that we don't learn divrei sofrim with divrei sofrim. But he asks, wait a second, in our Gemara we're making kavachomer of din omid meruba michatzer from a din of a chatzer to a din of a mavui, and all of this is dinim derabanan. So how can we make kavachomer from din derabanan? So he says that the Gemara is not trying to say that we should learn the actual din from a kavachomer through a kavachomer from chatzer to mavui. It's being mevarer how the chacham were misakein the tikkun on the fourth side of a mavui. So we're saying that it's mistaver to say that they were misakein in this way, that since a mavui is a little more Hal, then and chatzer is a little more chamur, so it's mistaver that they would hold that omid murubal aparutz would be good enough. But where the takana is clear, we're not going to learn from one takana to the other through a kalvachomer. So says the Gemara, malachatzer, you can't learn a kalvachomer from mavui to chatzer, says the Gemara, because malachatzer shekein pritzasa be'eser. Tomer b'mavui shepritzasa b'arba. But chatzer, we find that a chatzer is more kal, because we allow a pirtza up until eser. Yet by a mavui, the pirtza is only allowed to be b'arba. So says the Gemara, kasav rafun b'reid Rav Yeshua, mavui nami pritzasa be'eser. I don't know who told you that the mavui has to have only a pirtza of arba. The mavui also is allowed to have appears up until Esther. The man Karminon L'Rafuna. No, but we're working within the Shita of Rafuna. V'Rafuna Pirtzasu B'dalit Sfirilei. Rafuna holds that the Pirtz of a Mavi cannot be Eser, can only be Dalit. So Rafuna B'Rei Rav Shua, time of the Nafshei Kamar. Rafuna B'Rei Rav Shua was saying his own Svari. He was saying his own Shita, not within Rafuna. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Tem Mavi Shmona. Rav Ashi says an additional Chiddush. Even if the Mavi's opening was 8 Amos wide, Nami Lo Tzarech Lechi, and you have a 4 Amos Lechi there, you don't need another lechi to be matirit. Why? Well, I thought a 4 amal lechi is no good. Because manavshach. It's never exactly 50%. It's never exactly 4 of the 8 amas that the lechi that's covering, that open side, that 8 amal open side, is covering exactly 4 amals of the open side. It's always going to be either a little bit more or a little bit less. So e ome nafish nitar ba min murba leparetz. If it's a tiny drop more than 4 amos, the lechi that's there, well then it's a wall. It's only merubah leparetz. V'i paretz nafish, and if that lechi is a little less than 4 amos, nidu mishum lechi. Well then great, then it's a good lechi. It's only a problematic lechi when it's 4 amos. So it says in my amr, teshavu, what are you going to say is the problem? Maybe it's exactly 4 amos, and the opening is exactly 8 amos, so it's exactly 50-50? Travayu ki adadi, teshavu travayu ki adadi. You want to say that the two are exactly the same? Havli safik devrein, the safik devrein lahakel. At most it's a safik, and that's a safik on a drabanan, and we could be makel on a safik drabanan. Tosos raises the question, he says, typically, the Kaimelin Pirke, Tosos said in the third line of Tosos, let's go with that. Am I having Suffolk to Reim? A Kaimelin to Bidei Adam, Efshal Tzamtzim. Why is this Suffolk to Rabbanan? Don't we say Bidei Adam, it's Efshal Tzamtzim that you're able to figure things out and we're able to measure things precisely? So why is it a Suffolk? Just measure it. Take really accurate measurements to figure out if it's covering exactly 4 Amos of the 8 Amos. On Vava Medalif, on the top, Tosos gives two answers. First, he says, Hol the Efshal Tzamtzim El Aide Torech Gadol, Lo Hitrichu Tzamtzim Lim. How far do we make? How much tircha do we make you go through to be mevarer a suffik derabanan? Not so much that you're going to have to be mevarer exactly what's 4 amos and it's exactly 50% of the 8 amos. We're not going to drive you crazy about that on a din derabanan. You don't have to rely on the fact that it's possible to be mitzamtim. You don't need to get professional measuring utensils in there. Then Tosfos says in Nemra Rabbeinu Shmaya on the first skinny line, for Rabbeinu Shmaya pirish dematzin lememra debidei adam nami ef. That really you can't be mitzamtim. V'had the parts ka'omid mutter mishum davi can suffik. The reason parts ka'omid is mutter is it's considered like a suffik. Sveka shema omid meruba. Maybe it's omid meruba. V'afilu kilo nafish v'shavu ki adati mutter v'hashashap b'kari le suffik devrayim. And even if it weren't more, it would be the same. It would still be mutter, and that's what we call a suffik devrayim. Sounds like Tosel says that the heter over here works almost midin like a svek sveka. All right, we're out of time, but there's what to talk about in Hilchos Matzah over here. Actually, maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. Okay.